Today's lessons all point to the Trinity, a word that we don't find in the Bible, but we see the evidence of Trinity everywhere. We heard the story of creation in Genesis, the last story of Jesus from Matthew's Gospel, and of the ongoing life of the church in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. 6 centuries before Jesus was born, when the Jewish people were in exile in Babylon, an unknown poet priest imagined the Spirit of God hovering over the waters of chaos. And as a part of that story of creation, we heard God say, let us make humankind in our own image. And egotistical creatures that we are, we always love to know that we have been created in God's image. But seldom have we heard that God says, let us, we will make humankind in our image. So then in the first century, just a few years after the crucifixion and resurrection, St. Paul used a powerful metaphor to describe how God works in the church as a human body. But there's another message, another metaphor in this passage, which may be even more helpful to us today. Now, there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different energies, but the same God operates in everything. Now, the word for energies is often translated activities, is energeia. And if you look it up in the Greek, you will go straight to the Energy Commission of the country of Greece. It's the same word being used today, energeia. It is the energy of God that works in all of this, that connects all of us, not just us humankind, but all of us created. And then the church in the 4th century, Eastern theologians came to another metaphor to describe how God works, and that metaphor was the dance that we've just sung about. And the word in Greek, I love it, parachoresis, parachoresis, parachoresis. It doesn't roll on the tongue, but when you're writing a sermon or thinking about it, it'll go around and around in your head, and I hope it does. It means the dance, the workings, the energy. It's related to the word choreography, where the dancers, each individual, are all moving to the same plan and all in relationship with each other. And the Eastern theologians used that metaphor, parachoresis, to refer to the actions of the Trinitarian God. Now, if you ever saw the movie Zorba the Greek, or surely you've heard the tune in an elevator somewhere, you already know something about parachoresis, because modern Greeks use the same word for that ancient folk dance that they still dance today. In a parachoresis, there aren't 2 dancers, or even 3 dancers, as many dancers as can join into the circle. They weave in and out in a beautiful pattern of motion, and then the dance goes faster and faster. And eventually, if you're watching from the sidelines and wondering, hoping that maybe you could join the dance too, because the music is so catchy, it makes your feet start to tap. It all becomes a blur, and it looks like nothing you've ever seen. It is moving so fast. And the early church fathers and mothers looked at that dance, the parachoresis, and said, that's what Trinity is like. The the Trinity is a harmonious set of relationships within God through which there is a mutual giving and receiving in love. This Trinity moves in the world. It's not up there. It's right here in the dust and the mess and the chaos. The Trinity moves in this world and acts on this world, working through the energy of love. And whoever got those photos, if you will pass them to the person next to you, and if you have, if it's gotten to the end of your group, then pass it back again. Because I'm going to take a moment now and let you look into the circle of that dance. Take a look into the circle, beyond the dancers, before we move on. When we sing, holy, 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 when we picture God on an immense shining throne high above in the heavens, we lose sight of the fact that there is space within God for everyone. There is room in the middle for everyone to join the dance. So what's most important to understand about the Trinity is not that there are three persons and what function each of those persons has, but that the Christian God is a dynamic community. It's a dancing fellowship that's bound together by love. Now, everyone here has been loved by someone, and everyone here has love. Whenever we love, whoever we love, whether it's a baby, a parent, a friend, a lover, a co-worker, we begin to connect deeply to the one we love. Whenever we love, we begin to work together with other people. The energy of life moves between us. We share and we dance alongside each other. And often when love is so deep and so full, it can spill over into the lives of friends and families and communities, and they will dance alongside of us. Whenever we truly love, we're inviting other people into the dance. That's perichoresis. That's how Trinity works. Now, there's a church in San Francisco, St. Gregory's in Nyssa, that I've never been to but have watched its videos many times online. And on the high walls of St. Gregory's, which I imagine is somewhat like this with our wood floors and our white walls, but it's round. And when you get to the top of the walls, there is a parade of dancing saints going all the way around. And those saints are not just Christian saints. Mahatma Gandhi is there, and Malcolm X is there, and other people that we would not associate with Christianity are all participating in a dance of the saints. So even when no one is in the church, the saints are dancing around up at the ceiling, which is always how Christians have pictured their loved ones who have already died, dancing up there in the great perichoresis of God in eternity. On Sundays at St. Gregory's, you will see the congregation who are today's dancing saints circling the altar as they worship. And you, no matter how many times I've looked, who has ever been there? Some of you are smiling. No matter how many times I've looked, I have tried to figure out, what did I do with my cane? What does someone in a wheelchair or a cane or that maybe can't move much at all, how do they get into that dance? But somehow they manage it. Somehow everyone is included in the dance. And on Fridays, the same altar is in the center of the room, but now it's surrounded by food. And the people in the neighborhood line up and come in and they receive fresh food and canned food every Friday, fed from that same circle of dancing saints. What a beautiful metaphor for what Jesus Christ Church is meant to be. Fortunately, we don't have to drive to San Francisco to see Paracoruses. The dancing God of Trinity is found wherever there are communities of people who join together in a resurrection dance. Think of it. The politics and the war of the world we live in today. The gloom that is settled in spite of the sunshine. In the midst of that darkness and chaos, there is a dance of resurrection going on, a dance of the energy of love, whirling faster and faster and always drawing us in. The dancing God of Trinity calls us to pour out love for each other, just as the Creator and the Spirit and the Son pour out love to one another. And when the God of Trinity is leading the dance, every person in the community has an equal value and place. Everyone is appreciated. No one is left out. And others are always invited in. So that provides a model for our dance, too. We could think of the Christian life as a dance being gathered together and nurtured together, sent forth together. We go forth today at the end of our service to dance in the world with renewed compassion and a thirst for justice. And I think of God as a dancing fellowship. We too at St. Benedict's can be a dancing fellowship. In fact, we are. So I'm going to ask you to do something as strange as the idea of God as a dance. And let me just say before we start, you can do this. I would like you in each section to come and sit, stand, use your cane, or crawl to the front pew so that we make a circle. Bring your bulletin with you. Yes. Such great choreographers. Now, hold your music in the bulletin with your other hand. Does this remind you of the sixth grade when you were learning to dance? Okay, John, would you play a true lift for us once while we get our hands and our papers together?